now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Was that one of the things you used when I was gone?
I did, yes.
Big cowbell?
I did use big cowbell. And clown horn.
We have a Bob Almanac salute here as we get going. And again, we are playing and utilizing, and we'll be conducting an Almanac quiz to give away tickets at the Medina for this show, the Everly Brothers and Roy Orbison. It's a tribute. It's called Roy Orbison and the Everly Brothers Reimagined. Mm-hmm. So it's Roy, it's Phil, it's Don, and it's going to be a heck of a show.
October 18th.
That is the date it is. Did I give the wrong date?
No, you didn't give a date. Sure.
No, I did not. No, and it's coming up. It's a week from this
week from
this
Friday.
Exactly. We do have a Bob Almanac salute.
But if I made you feel second best, gee, I'm sorry I was blind.
It sounds a little bit like Whitney Houston.
It does a little.
It's her mom.
It's her mom.
Always on.
Sissy Houston performing on Late Night with David Letterman.
Doesn't sound like Willie.
Always on my mind.
Or Elvis or the other thousands of artists that did that song, right. Always on My Mind, of course. A Grammy Award-winning singer, mother of late Whitney Houston, Sissy Houston, passed away at 91 years old. She's the cousin of Dionne Warwick or the aunt of Dionne Warwick. She's worked with Dionne.
Yeah.
She sang backup to Elvis. Speaking of Elvis, Aretha. She worked with Aretha. She sang a lot of gospel. She was primarily gospel.
Okay.
And won a couple of Grammys for her gospel albums.
Great voice for
Sissy
sure.
Houston. You can see where Whitney got her voice from.
Yeah.
Huh?
She outlived her daughter and granddaughter.
And that's sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
That should not be the way it works. So, Sissy Houston, now gone, but not forgotten. Wasn't there Thelma Houston?
There was.
Because they were related, too. She's the one who hit Don't Treat Me This Way. Mm-hmm. It was a great disco song. Tuesday, October 8th, 282nd day of the year, 1871. You've heard of the Great Chicago Fire.
I have.
It's one of the worst fires ever.
Deadly. And
it was not started by Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
Mm. That was urban legend.
Well, it was. Well, all of that particular cow, I'm sure it was Bessie. All the descendants of said Bessie, they wanted to clear her name.
Mm-hmm.
So sometime in the 70s or 80s, they did a forensics and did a deep investigation and proved, no, it was not the cow knocking over a lantern. Just not true.
Okay.
Nearly 4 square miles of the city destroyed. You know, most of the cities back in 1870, it was mostly all wood.
Right.
There wasn't that much stone.
It was a tinderbox.
So it just burned. 300 people were killed. Jeez. More than 100,000 people without homes. Over $200 million in damage. And I think is that 1871 dollars?
Well.
They don't say here.
Yeah, you would almost think, but my gosh. Just think that would be now. Well, of course, if 4 miles of downtown Chicago burned, it would cost a lot to repair that.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. So think about it. In today's dollars, $200 million would be one building.
Right.
Not even that.
Nothing. So, it had to have been their dollars, $200
million. 1942.
Listen to the music of Freddie Rich and his orchestra, the songs of Connie Haynes, Billy Gray as Little Matilda, Cliff Nazaro, tonight's guest, the lovely Paramount star, Miss Veronica Lake, and starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
Abbott and Costello debuted on radio on this date.
There you are, Costello.
I love that star. Hey, Abbott and Costello. Did they get along in 42?
Well,
or
I was
going to
say.
They never get along.
They had, I mean, otherwise, why would you get two guys that don't like each other together for a comedy show?
Exactly.
They must have liked each other at some point.
So they debuted on radio 1942 for Abbott and Costello. Our patent of the day is the microwave.
Oh.
Patented by the inventor of the microwave in the U.S., Percy Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the one that was working in the military and was working on radar and testing radar. And he had a chocolate bar, must have been a Hershey's, 1945, in his shirt pocket. And he was close enough to the radar waves that it melted the chocolate. Mm-hmm. And a light bulb went off in his head. And thus the microwave oven was born. Remember, they called it the radar range.
Yeah,
they originally called
yes.
it the radar range, and that's where that name came from.
Okay. So it ruined a shirt,
yes.
but he invented the microwave. So.
Well, unless he had Tide.
Well, yes. And, yeah, that could have helped.
And maybe some shout. So that was 1945, our patent of the day, the microwave. 1956 sports.
Larson is ready, gets the sign. Two strikes, ball one. Here comes the pitch. Strike three.
Don Larson, the only perfect game ever in baseball postseason in the World Series. First one, and it's the only one.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened since.
27 up, 27 down.
And he's pretty ordinary. I mean, that'd be like, I mean, that's the only reason we know Don Larson's name. It's like us if we remembered Pete Redfern.
Yeah.
For the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wasn't a dominant pitcher. He's,
no.
Was he even 500?
He was, yeah, right around 500.
Yeah.
For a very good baseball team, so
well, think yeah. about that.
Yeah, he was their Les Straker, probably their number three starter.
Right. But he had this one magical day,
right?
I bet you Yogi Berra called just an amazing game behind the plate.
Yogi was
Don't
a master.
Was. Who were they playing? They were playing the Dodgers. That,
I think it was
1956. Yeah. Let's move up to 1984, and these are the CMAs.
And the winner is
Ronnie Millsap. Can't read, Neil.
Can't see.
A little good news and Murray.
Well, they didn't put it in Braille, which was a total disservice to Ronnie Millsap. You should see how tall Ronnie Millsap is. I think he's standing next to Brenda Lee. Brenda Lee is tiny.
Yeah,
Little Miss Dynamite, and
she's 5 foot.
Ronnie Millsap looks 7 foot. The 1984 CMAs and Murray's. You heard right there. Good news. The album. One album of the year. First time that a woman, think of all the great ladies that even came before the great Anne Murray. None of them won album of the year.
Yeah, that is very impressive.
Until this point in 1984. We had another little sports historical tidbit here for you. And again, remember, Almanac Quiz. Almanac Quiz
Pay
for those tickets at the Medina, yes.
First and 10, Dolphins will start from their own 29-yard line. Keith Byers and Kirby in the backfield. Marino back throws complete to Byers. And he's chopped down, gets up, and he didn't go down. He's now down at the 46-yard line, and that is the record for Dan Marino. That completion passes Grant Tarkenton. Dan Marino becomes the all-time leader in pass completions in NFL history. And
I think young Vikings fans, if you want to learn about the history of the team, you should go back and look and see how many records at one point in time Fran Tarkenton had. Because he had them all.
He had them all.
When he retired. And then, of course, they've all since been surpassed. In fact, Marino surpassed all of them, most of them, if not all of them. But now they've all been surpassed.
Yes.
It was Favre,
right.
And then it was Breeze, and then Manning, and then it's just going to keep going. We keep passing Brady, and we just keep passing more and more and more. But Dan Marino passed Fran Tarkenton on this date in 1985. The Dolphins, though, would lose in overtime to the Colts. And Jim Harbaugh, 27-24 in the OT.
There you go.
But Dan Marino broke the record this day, 1995. Dan Marino, is he the greatest quarterback never to win a Super Bowl?
I think so.
That was 1995. And then 2004 in the news.
The sign of the local diner says it all. Welcome, Martha. Welcome to Alderson. Alderson, West Virginia, the prison town. That will be Martha Stewart's home for the next 5 months, but this is not a vacation. This is a sentence. Martha Stewart turning herself in tomorrow morning. Here's Eyewitness News reporter Nina Pineda.
Oh, Nina, we don't have time for your report, but insider trading. Martha Stewart shouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
She's the domestic diva. You know, she's now selling cat litter.
Really?
Seen this? Yeah.
Okay.
I guess it's good. We haven't tried it, but we're using this new stuff from Arm & Hammer called Slide. It's Slide. You may have seen the commercials. It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. When you've got as many cats as we have, you need good litter, and you spend a lot of money on litter.
I suppose.
So Martha Stewart, your thoughts on her going to jail, Neil? Was it about time that we threw somebody like her behind bars?
Yeah.
Just to kind of set the... kind of set a precedent, don't be doing this.
You can't get away with just because you're famous and rich.
And you know, the funny thing is she turned herself into prison for her little insider trading thing, and then her car got carjacked, and the person who carjacked it didn't do any time at all. Make sense of that? Huh?
That is
the Hennepin County?
Disappointed, right?
Yeah, 2000. Let's move on to birthdays now.
Nick, give him your wallet.
What for?
He's got a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Yes, it is. And he proceeds to dice up his faux leather Michael Jackson looking Beat It outfit.
Right.
And he was out of there. You had to love Paul Hogan as Crocodile Dundee.
You couldn't help but like him.
How about when he did the gender check on that one person? I might have to go there. He's from Australia. Yeah. I might have to visit.
Right.
So that was Paul Hogan, Crocodile Dundee, still with us at 85. And we did clear up the whole Leroy Van Dyke thing yesterday.
Yes.
We had one source said he was dead. One source said he was alive. So we just kind of guessed instead of doing the work and actually looking it up. But he's still going strong. But we also placed a bet yesterday, me and the listeners, that when Leroy Van Dyke does pass, and we hope he gets to at least 100, but when he does pass, will your staff have him on the list?
Yeah.
For the Gone But Not Forgotten.
That's
up in the air.
Yeah, that is very much up in the air.
I don't even know if that's 50-50.
Doubtful.
But Paul Hogan is 85.
Well, look at it this way, honey. This is a part of America we never get to see.
That's good.
No, that's bad. I mean, we can't close our eyes to the plight of the cities. Kids, you noticing all this plight? This will just make us appreciate what we have. Roll them up.
Yeah, Chevy Chase from Vacation, so many other wonderful movies, Caddyshack, Fletch.
Yep, the list goes on.
Danny, use drugs every day. That's good. You know what Chevy Chase's real first name is?
Chevron.
Close.
Okay.
Close. It's
Bill.
Studebaker. No, it's Cornelius.
Cornelius. Did his parents hate him from birth?
I don't know. Well, maybe they... Well, I was going to say they were big fans of Planet of the Apes, but he was born before that.
Right.
A couple of decades. But he's 81 now.
All right.
Chevy Chase.
Hit 100 signal lights, Peterbilt's in a traffic fight. Nice. Getting through these doors has been so slow. L.A. International Airport.
Country singer Suzanne Ray.
With an E.
With an E at the end.
L.A. International Airport.
So she had some solo hits. Pity, Pity, Patter, you might remember. And a song that actually eligible for my question songs category, What You Gonna Do With a Dog Like That?
Mm.
And then you know that she did a number of duets with Buck Owens.
Yes.
And they really kind of hit it off. So Susan Ray here today is 80. Susan Ray today is 80. Remember this R&B hit from the 70s, Neil?
When will I see you again?
Well, obviously you do.
I do.
A singing mood here today.
Yeah, I am.
So one third of the 3 degrees singing lead here on this one.
Will I have to wait?
Sheila Ferguson.
That was a big radio hit.
Oh, it's one of my favorites. 77. When will I see you again?
Right.
If you go to Florida, I may never see you again. Happy birthday.
Look good.
Sheila Ferguson, another lady, which big TV star.
From Burbank, with videotaped and filmed inserts from practically every place else, we present More Real People.
They were real people.
John Barber meets a reunion of Japanese
Sarah soul. Purcell.
Oh, yes.
America.
Who was the best-looking blonde on Real People? Was it Sarah Purcell or was it Skip Stevenson, Neil? Your thoughts?
When it runs away from
Skip was a handsome fella.
An American Indian.
So Fred Willard was on that show for a while, too.
Oh, sure.
And, of course, Fred Willard. Very, very talented. But that's Sarah Purcell. Happy birthday today. She's 76.
Cargo and ship destroyed. I should reach the frontier in about 6 weeks. With a little luck, the network will pick me up. This is Ripley, last survivor of the Nostromo. Signing off.
Sigourney Weaver.
Wow.
Ripley. Alien Neil.
Right.
75. She's fighting aliens.
I don't envy her.
And that one was tough, just Alien. So there was only one, and then the sequel was Aliens.
Okay. That makes sense.
So there must have been more that time.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver, 75 today.
Well, let's all go.
You know, she was very pretty in Ghostbusters, too, as you recall.
Yes.
Let's all go. Was she the gate master or the gate, or the key master, the gatekeeper? Do you remember? Rick Moranis was one of those, too. So Ricky Lee Phelps of the Headhunters, and then later of Brother Phelps. Remember that?
Oh, sure.
They had their own band, a little spin-off.
Yeah. Duo. Doug and,
71. It was Doug and Ricky Lee. You are correct. And there's Ricky Lee Phelps. He's 71 today.
Well, 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 good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
I am in a fantastic mood this morning.
Oh, wow, for once.
Oh, boy.
What'd you do last night, Reach?
Well, I went to a big party last night at Tavern on the Green to celebrate the release of Diane Carroll's new record album.
Ooh, fancy.
Well, it was very fancy. I mean, this party was star-studded. I mean, everyone was there.
Daryl Hammond as Regis.
And a very good Reach.
Dana Carvey was the first one to do Regis, and then Daryl Hammond came back and a little later, and he would perfect it on SNL.
That was great.
Jim Gaffigan's doing our governor on SNL, and I think he's nailing him.
Yeah,
he's doing a good job.
Yep.
Our guy Jim Gaffigan there on SNL. But there is Daryl Hammond. He did Clinton. He did Trump. He did Jesse Jackson, who, by the way, is 84 today. He was, of course, it's Sean Connery.
Yes.
Oh, it's Sean Connery.
Jeopardy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Trebek.
Yeah.
I'll take the rapist
for 600.
I needed him. I need to get Daryl Hammond saying, "Who's stepping morons?"
Yes.
I think that'd be good. So Daryl Hammond is 69. Time to head to, this is your time to shine, Neil.
TV theme time, Jim.
And it's Remington Steel.
Oh, yes, Pierce Brosnan.
Yes, where we were introduced to Pierce Brosnan before he was Bond. And his lovely co-star Stephanie Zimbalist.
Oh, yes.
She's on our list today. 68. Let's go to Bel Air.
Don't worry, Ash. There are plenty of men in the sea.
You mean fish in the sea.
No, I mean men. Fish don't own yachts.
Good point. She was the sister of Carlton. She was Hillary. So she was Will Smith's cousin and the sister to Ashley. And, of course, the daughter of Carl Banks, who you remember Carl, the father on there, had Dunlap syndrome. You remember what that is?
His belly Dunlapped his belt?
Yes, his belly Dunlapped. Over his belt, Dunlap syndrome. That's Karen Parsons. Hillary Banks is 58.
I'm one more up.
Oh, fancy policeman.
Yeah, that's right, fancy.
Are you a statey?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually going to law school also.
Suffolk Knights?
Well, yeah, they don't run Harvard at night, last time I checked.
Harvard. Matt Damon always liked to pull out his Boston accent, because that's where he's from, right?
It is,
isn't he?
I believe
from New England and Boston. There's Matt Damon, Academy Award winner, 54.
Girl said you hallelujah. Girl said you.
Why aren't you singing to this one, Neil?
Girl said you hallelujah.
I've actually heard this, but I don't know
it.
You're a big Uptown Funk guy.
I am all about Uptown Funk. Don't believe me, just watch. I embody it.
Bruno Mars is 39, and
he's a talented guy.
He is 39. He's very good. Let's see, 31 nominations, 15 Grammy Award wins.
Yeah, that's
a lot of
pretty
Grammys.
Good.
A lot of those little statue thingies.
Yeah.
And I tried Freudian analysis, but with them, you know, it's just sex, sex, sex.
My doctor has a cow puppet.
Really? MD or PhD?
C-O-W.
He was Jake on Two and a Half Men. He was the half of the Two and a Half Men.
Yes.
Angus T. Jones. How old do you think he is? 31.
Oh, I was going to say 25.
31.
31.
For Jake. And our rapper of the day is G Herbo.
Sure.
G Herbo. Our rapper of the day, 29.
I'm sorry, G. I'm not familiar with
you. That's unfortunate.
With your work. I'm sure it's outstanding. Gone but not forgotten today. It's a meager list, but speaking of TV theme song, this is an iconic theme. What you're about to see is real.
This is just the instrumental.
The names have changed to protect the innocent.
They released it on a 45. Ray Anthony's orchestra, by the way.
Nice. The guy who wrote it is Walter Schumann. And he wrote it and he won an Emmy for this. And he was born on this day, 1913. There's the theme from Dragnet. Now let's hear from the Drifters, shall we, Jim? And Hall of Fame singer Doc Green.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much.
Have you looked on Wikipedia where they list the former members of the Drifters?
It's a pretty long list.
It's very long. It's like Alabama's college football roster. It's like 200 guys on it.
Wow.
Right into space.
Well, when you see, if you would have seen the musical, Beautiful, the Carole King story, you would have heard the Drifters perform that song up on the roof. And the guys who...
She wrote it along with Gary.
Yes.
Gary Goffin.
Yes.
Jerry Goffin.
Jerry Goffin. Now, the guys who played the Drifters in that production were amazingly good. And Doc Green, one of the Drifters there, and he was born on this day, 1934. Another group we're going to feature, he was a guitarist for the Ramones, and he's a Ramone. Johnny Ramone, 1948.
Not their real last name, though. I don't think they were related. They just all took the last name of Ramone.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I'm guessing. I'm thinking. Trying to remember.
So you're saying Johnny Ramone is not his real name?
No.
Okay. Could very well be.
Jimmy, Johnny, Ray.
Well, he's a guitar player, and he was with the Ramones.
Zeb Ramone, that was his real name.
Probably not. Born on this day, 1948. That's all I got there. I hope my staff forgot somebody.
They didn't.
Okay, well, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
All right, here's the quiz question. This day, 1984, a woman won the CMA Album of the Year Award for the first time. Who was that country artist that won that CMA Album of the Year Award? Who was that? 763-450-0100. Call, be the first one with the correct answer, and please be wanting to go to the show. Just don't call the show that you listen.
Right.
But then you know what you can do is you can come in here and we get your name and win the tickets, and you can see. Then you can tell your wife, hey, guess what?
No.
I listen. See that? I listen.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
So do it right now, 763-450-0100. And the prize, Roy Orbison and the Everly Brothers reimagined October 18th at the Medina. Good luck, everybody. Charlie Daniels Band, Boogie Woogie Fiddle Country Boy, I Love This Bar, Toby Keith, or that X's and O's song by Trisha.
Mm-hmm. John Williams Cummings, by the way, for Johnny Ramone.
That's his real name.
John Williams Cummings. Let's do Toby Keith this morning.
That was a quick fact check. That's quicker than we usually get.
Whew, I'm worn out. I'll look that up.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St.